Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. I pray that you are doing well this fine day, and I am so glad that you were able to be with me as we share the good things of the Lord. You know, I was thinking just before coming on the air that we need to laugh more. Sometimes we take ourselves so seriously, and the times we are living in they're very serious times. But perhaps the greatest defense we can have against the troubles that are facing our world is the joy that comes from the joy of the Lord, knowing Jesus. And so I believe one of our greatest testimonies is to be filled with joy and to be able to laugh. In that, I'm going to do something I rarely do, but I want to begin the broadcast by sharing a program of exercise for people over 40. Are you ready? You might want to take notes. Okay, you begin by standing on a comfortable surface where you have plenty of room at each side, and with a 5-pound potato bag in each hand, extend your arms straight out from your sides and hold them there as long as you can. Try to reach a full minute and then relax. Each day you'll find that you can hold this position just a little bit longer. After a couple of weeks, move up to a 10-pound potato bag. Then try a 50-pound potato bag, and eventually you can get where you can lift a 100-pound potato bag in each hand and hold your arms straight out for more than a full minute. And after you feel confident at that level, we'll then put one potato in each bag. So there were these two cows chatting over the fence between their fields, and the first cow said, "I tell you, this mad cow disease is really pretty scary. They say it's spreading fast. I heard it hit some of the cows down on the Johnson farm." The other cow replied, "Heck, I ain't worried. It don't affect us ducks." Okay, all right. Bless the Lord. All right, just one more. One Sunday morning, the pastor noticed little Randy standing in the foyer of the church staring up at a large plaque. It was covered with names and small American flags mounted on either side of it. The 6-year-old had been staring at the plaque for some time, so the pastor walked up, stood beside the little boy, and said quietly, "Good morning, Randy." "Good morning, Pastor," he replied, still focused on the plaque. "Pastor, what is this?" The pastor said, "Well, son, it's a memorial to all the young men and women who died in the service." Soberly, they just stood together, staring at the large plaque. Finally, little Randy's voice, barely audible and trembling with fear, asked, "Which service, the 8:30 or the 10:45? Okay, praise the Lord. All right, beloved, we are living in fearful times. In fact, I don't know, there's so many walks of life, so many different experiences and backgrounds and exposure, but there are major voices that are speaking today in the body of Christ, warning that difficult times are ahead. This year, the next year, I'm limited in my understanding, but I know that even in terms of in terms of planetary alignments, of things that are happening in terms of the science of astronomy, there's some rather unusual situations that are going to be happening next year. And so we're living in difficult times. There are prophets I was reading one prophet, and they said, if you're in California, get out. Well, beloved, I believe that we need, as Christians, to hear the Lord speaking to us. We need to obey Him. And most of all, we need not to fear. And so that's why I want to just share some thoughts from the Word of God in this broadcast and on succeeding broadcasts as the Lord would develop. as far as what should be our stand in the perilous times in which we are living. They're spiritually perilous. There's all kinds of false cults and doctrines and demonic things that are out there. It's a very, very confusing time for those who don't know the Lord. Only if we stay close to the Lord and know what His Word says, can we be equipped to live in the times in which we live. The things that are happening are the fulfillment of prophetic words. In the last days, evil men will wax worse and grow even worse. There will be terrible things that will be occurring. Men will turn on men. There will be violence, and there will be natural catastrophes, earthquakes in diverse places, famines. Jesus prophesied all of those as the beginning of sorrows. But beloved, what must our stand be? And I believe that we who name the name of Jesus, who stand on His word, can feel secure and safe, that we're being protected and in the very center of the hollow of God's hands. I'd like to share with you a scripture found in Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 27. Starting at verse 24 through 27. And I lost my place, so I have to turn quickly to it. It's a familiar parable that Jesus spoke, and this occurred in context just after He delivered the Sermon on the Mount. In verse 24, He says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rains came, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." Here we see in this familiar parable the story of a wise and a foolish man, a wise man who would build his house on a rock, and a foolish man who would build his house on sand. And beloved, as children of God, it is important that as we look at these scriptures, I'm going to be sharing the importance of a solid, firm foundation. When anyone is going to build a house, that's the first and most important consideration. The foundation has to be considered. It has to be exactly right, because you can't build on a faulty foundation. It will mean ruin for the house. So, beloved, the word of the Lord says in Isaiah 28 and 16, "Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste or be forced to flee." And I just want to pause here when we think in terms of some of the warnings that are coming, even in terms of the scientific community. You know, there's been talk for many decades that, you know, the big one is coming to California, and jokes about, you know, buying a waterfront property in Nevada. Well, beloved, our times are in His hands, and we do not have to be afraid. What does the scripture just say? "He that believeth shall not make haste or be forced to flee." This is something that we need to lay hold of, and tomorrow I'm going to share something with you that I think could be really blessed by, that regardless of whatever crisis, catastrophe may be surrounding us, God will preserve us. He will spare us. And after all, what is the worst possible thing that could happen to a Christian? Die and be with the Lord? Well, that Paul said that's far better to be desired than living in this earthly realm. So we need, in these uncertain times, to make sure of our calling and election, to stand firm and strong in the faith, strong in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 3 and 11 says, "For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus." So Jesus is the foundation, our personal foundation. He's the foundation upon which the very house of God is built. He's also the chief, the headstone of the corner. honor. He is the head of his body. And as we will hear the word of the Lord, that's why he said, you know, there's a danger if we hear his words. That foolish man, he heard the words, but he didn't do what the Lord said. And that the Lord compared that to building on sand. Because it's not just enough to hear the good news, we have to act and respond to it. So we have to have a firm foundation. There are the first principles of the gospel referred to in Hebrews 6, 1 and 2. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and laying on of hands and of the resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. These are the basic doctrines of Christ. And this is what the author of Hebrews is saying. We can leave those and we stand upon them, but let us therefore go on into perfection. And then Ephesians 2 and 20, 19 really to 22, the word of the Lord says, now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Praise God. Well, that the clock is ticking and I must bring this broadcast to a close. But I do invite you to tune in tomorrow and we're going to see what we can do to build our house on a firm foundation, building a strong house that no matter what comes, no matter what winds, what storms arise, no matter how high the waves, whatever tsunamis, we can trust that our God will keep our house standing. Hallelujah. But if we do not, then we're in danger that Jesus said, great will be the fall of that house. So I thank the Lord and privilege for the opportunity to minister to you. I invite you to tune in tomorrow. And I just want to invite you, as you hear the closing remarks by our announcer, he will give you information on how to contact through email or by writing. And I look forward to hearing from you. It's always a joy to hear from a new listener. Some of you have listened for months and even years and haven't written, but I'm glad you're out there and I'm glad you're listening. Praise God, you're getting the word of God. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying may God's best for everybody.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,